Good morning. We're continuing Chayavim, Klachav Dalad, Simeon Aleph. Bracha Dalad is a Tocharnein. The fourth bracha is the bracha of a Tocharnein, also known as the bracha of Das. And it has an insertion. We add in the addition called a Tochan Antono. If a person forgot to add it in, so you realize before you finish the bracha, you should add it in. But the Simon bracha, if you already finished the bracha, even though he did not start the next bracha, so he does not answer a chlaster. So we said that halacha that we add in something after you complete the bracha, it's a machlokes rishonim whether it works. So something which is required, let's add it in and say at least we'll prevent the possible bracha levatola and need to go back to earlier in Shemoneh Esrei. So let's do that. But something which b'diavad is not ma'akev, so why should we put words into Shemoneh Esrei which are not required? And once they're not required, they're not allowed. You know, I'll just put words in Shemoneh Esrei when they don't belong there. So since mikra din it's not ma'akev, so once you finish a bracha, the person just continues weiter and doesn't worry about it. A person would be in a situation where he has no wine for Havdalah available, Motzei Shabbos and Sunday as well. So then Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei is Ma'akev. That Baruch Hashem is a unique situation, a rare situation. I'm not going to talk about the lochas of that because Baruch Hashem, we live in a period of tremendous Ravchis, and that's not a common situation. Okay. Simeon Yud Beis is, we skip now to the next bracha where we have an insertion, which is the bracha of Baruch Eleinu Birchas Hashanah. And the insertion is with Hintel HaMotzer, which we're going to start tonight, the night of Tuesday, December 4th going into December 5th. The Mar of December 4th going into December 5th. We're going to start Hintel HaMotzer, the bracha in the Birchas Hashanah. Bracha Tassi, Bracha Zashonim, Dino Baruch Aleinu. Sarkla Haskaba, Bimois, Hakshomim, Vesain Talamoto de Vracha. So we add in the insertion of Sain Talamoto de Vracha. In Eretz Yisrael, we start from Zion Cheshvan. In Chutz Loretz, the Mor says in Bavel, they did not need rain as early as they needed in Eretz Yisrael, and they would wait until later. And the rest of Chutz Loretz follows after Bavel. We will talk about if you live in a country where its needs are more similar to Eretz Yisrael, what do you do with that? So we'll talk about that. But meanwhile, the standard assumption is Chutz Loretz follows after Bavel. It only starts with Hintel HaMotzer de Vracha on this point. So what is this point? So when do you start? You start Maskilin Betvila Arvish Shal Yom Samach Sha'achar Tkuvah Tishrei V'yom HaTkuvah Hu B'chlal Samach Yom. So let's explain this. Might take us a day or two. Okay, so the solar year is divided into four seasons, known as Tkufas. And the four seasons are Tkufas Tevis, which is the winter, Tkufas Nisan, which is the spring, Tkufas Tamas, which is the summer, and Tkufas Tishrei, which is the fall. The fact that they use the names of four of the months does not imply that they're connected directly to any of the months. They could fall out in other months other than those months which they're the lunar months that they're connected to, depending on how the calendar plays out. Okay. Now, these four tkufas, for the purposes of calculating Mesein Talamot Livracha, which is a calculation which everybody would have to calculate, so we made it set as approximations, even though the actual precise calculations are a little more detailed. But for these purposes, we're going to assume that a solar year is 365 days and 6 hours, 6 full hours. The truth is, it's less than that. Chazal knew that, and they used the more precise calculation for other purposes. But for this purpose, we calculate the solar year as 365 days and 6 full hours, which means that over a period of 4 years, you add a full 24 hours, a full day. Tkufas Tishrei, for our purposes in the 21st century of the secular calendar, falls out on October 7th. And it always falls out on the Torah Sam, but then we're going to explain why, and that Beshem, we will continue into the next year, explain why that's so, and how that plays out in Halacha, vis-a-vis Talamot Divracha, which is 60 days after Tekufis Tishrei, October 7th, 60 days later, is December 5th. If you do your math on the calendar, you'll figure that out. It's December 5th, because day 60 is part of the date. So December 5th is 59 days, and the 60th day of after that, calculating, in other words, October 8th is day 1, is it 1 day later. So 60 days later is December 5th, and that's when we start saying Talamot HaDivracha, including the Marav of the night beforehand. Have a good day.